Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this very special edition of the Strang Report. Today, it is my privilege to interview Eric Metaxas, one of my favorite authors, someone who is speaking up and is more articulate than almost anyone else. And I'm interviewing him for my new book, God and Cancel Culture. We've not really announced the book yet, although I've started mentioning it. And I'm interviewing a lot of leaders about what's happening in our culture, especially as it has to do with cancel culture. And Eric was gracious enough to grant me an interview. I'm trying to use them as podcasts. Usually I'll record an introduction as I am now. I am actually away from home in a very quiet place where I'm able to focus on writing. And when I'm here, I do my podcast on my computer using Zoom, and I have to do all the technical stuff. And today with Eric, I hate to tell you, but hey, this is just full disclosure. I was talking to him and realized I hadn't turned on the recording. And I was too embarrassed to admit to him that, you know, he's a very savvy media guy. But after the break, you're going to come back and we'll figure out a way to start the interview kind of mid-sentence. I actually missed about three or four minutes, as best I can tell. And in it, he was talking about, you know, what you already know and what I'll deal with in the book, that, you know, all this cancel culture has to do with the government, with big tech, with losing our liberties. He said we've had liberty in America for so long that we don't even really appreciate what liberty is. And he said it's like fish in water. You know, when they're in water, they don't even know what water is. That's all they know. But he said we're losing them. And as you'll hear in the podcast, he says that if we don't speak up, we are really going to lose them. So I think what he had to say was very important. He also talked about how our rights come from God, not from the government. And he gave a couple examples about communism and Nazism that they just, you know, they didn't believe in God, they were atheistic, and they didn't seem to mind taking away people's rights. But in our country, our rights are given by God. It's enshrined in our Declaration of Independence. And so it's not that the government gives us our rights, it's that God does, and actually our Constitution actually limits the power of government, although that seems to be eroding. So without further ado, I'll let you listen to my interview with the one and only Eric Metaxas. So stay tuned after the introduction.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
But it's also antithetical to America as we have had America for 250 years.
Well, Eric, this is why I'm writing the book about what you're talking about, cancel culture. And I think what your biography of Bonhoeffer, I think, is relevant. And, you know, you do say that it is a different era now, but you mentioned Walter Mondale, and I'm old enough to remember him. And at the time, we thought he was very far left, but I guess he isn't anything like, you know, what we see in the Democratic Party now.
Well, that's the point, is that the Democratic Party has gone leftward over the decades, and it is unrecognizable from the party of John F. Kennedy. Even already in the 60s, when Ted Kennedy and others, you know, got together with Catholic leaders to say, how can we Democrats be pro-abortion? How can we kind of pull that off? They wouldn't have dreamt of it in the time of John F. Kennedy, but they really swung increasingly leftward over the decades. And what was once, a moderate left-leaning way of thinking has become radical, as I say, it's cultural Marxism. It is big state power that doesn't even recognize the basics. I mean, look, all you have to do is look to the 90s. Clinton signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. he understood that the government has no right to infringe on the religious liberties of Americans, that the government can have no part in that. Well, suddenly the party of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton has become the party that says, we don't care about religious liberty. Religious liberty is just a dog whistle for white supremacy. It's a dog whistle for any other thing. They've become completely confused and will say anything. And we have to understand, we have to read the times. We have to discern the times. We are living at a time where if you vote for a Democrat, you are not getting Jimmy Carter. You're not getting Bill Clinton. You are getting people who are completely sold out to the darkest forces in our political life, forces that are economically disastrous, but that's the least of it, of course, but that are culturally hostile to the foundations of most Americans, not just conservatives and Christians, but most Americans are not on board with this stuff. And so we have people leading us that are completely out of step with your average American who has a fundamental acceptance of the founder's vision. You know, we understand that things can change and little things can change and big things can change, but the fundamentals are the same. That is what the Democratic Party has lost, and that's led to the cancel culture. And if we don't stand up to it extremely strongly, we deserve what we get, and what we get will be America will cease to exist.
You know, I'm fascinated with Bonhoeffer. In fact, I'm working on the book right now. And you've been a student of the 1930s, Germany. So tell us how the cancel culture proceeds.
Yeah.
And what are the stages of it?
Yeah, it's really very simple. Chuck Colson referenced it. He called it, I guess a German sociologist was writing about Germany in the 30s, and she called it the spiral of silence. And Chuck Colson picked up on that. The spiral of silence makes perfect sense. So fundamentally, that idea holds true. It was true in Germany in the 30s, and it's true now. Again, Chuck Colson calls it the spiral of silence. The more people are silent, the more difficult it is for others to speak tomorrow. And the louder and prouder and bolder you are, the more courage you have, the easier you make it for somebody to speak up. So if somebody in Germany says, you know, I'm going to say Heil Hitler because I have to, I don't want to lose my job, you're going to make it very hard for anybody not to say Heil Hitler tomorrow, because tomorrow there are going to be that many more people on board with this idea that we all have to say it. We have to say it. We can't be quiet. We can't dissent. We can't say, I don't like Hitler. We can't say it. Well, there was a time when you could say it and get away with it.
In 2004, 2005, in that time frame, we published a book by Reverend Lou Sheldon. It was called The Gay Agenda. In hindsight, it was really prophetic about what's happened since. You know, we sold the book in lots of settings, including Amazon. It did not create a lot of controversy. The LGBT community did not come after us. But suddenly, in November, Amazon takes it offline, and they'd sold thousands of copies. I mean, it just shows you how much things have shifted, you know, in the last 10 or 15 years. And where do you think this is going to go? Because, you know, we're all aware of cancel culture. In fact, I want to ask you for some examples. Have you been canceled at all for speaking?
Oh, absolutely.
Up?
No, it's totally happening. And this is why everybody, and I mean everybody, not just people like me or you, everybody has to take every opportunity they can to push back culturally. So if somebody tells you, hey, you're not wearing a mask, and you're outside, you don't see any reason to wear a mask, instead of saying, oh, sorry, and then you put the mask on, you say, I'm outside. Studies show that it's preposterous to wear a mask outside. When you do that, you have just pushed back. And that other person will say, huh, you know, I don't know if I heard that, but that's interesting. I never heard that. Or they might say, ah, you're a jerk. But the point is, you have just forced them to hear something, and you've just been brave and said, you know, you're not a cop. You're not in authority over me. I think that's silly. The same thing is when somebody says Bruce Jenner, And somebody says, oh, you can't say that. It's Caitlyn Jenner. And you can say, I can say anything I like. I really enjoyed watching Bruce Jenner in the 1976 Olympics. He was a hero. And I'm not really convinced that he's a woman. I'm convinced he thinks he's a woman, but I'm not convinced he's a woman. And it's a free country, so no disrespect, but I still think of him as Bruce Jenner. If you say things like that, that most people appreciate as common sense, they're almost shocked. They think, can I really say that? Huh, I can say that. The more we speak up, the more we embolden others to speak up. It is the only way out of this spiral of silence, spiral of canceling. I have been knocked off of Twitter. I've been knocked off of YouTube for 2 weeks, you know, lost a good amount of money. But I think what I'm doing is nothing compared to somebody like Mike Lindell, you know, who's a hero to me. It's why I say to everybody, whether you need something or not, go to mypillow.com, use the code Eric, because that guy has been taking it on the chin for every single one of us. He's talking about the election fraud. How can we be told you can't talk about that? In a free country, no one can tell me I can't talk about something. I can and I will, and I will encourage everyone I know, talk about anything you like. Talk about how you're suspicious of the vaccines and you're not going to get a vaccine, or how you don't think it's necessary for everybody to get a vaccine. Talk about anything you like. This is a free country. And if you go along with the crowd, you are part of the crowd. You are part of what is wrong with the country. We have to all be part of what is right with the country, and we have to speak up on all these issues. Do not fear being canceled. Keep pushing back. If everyone pushes back and we exercise our freedom, we get to keep our freedom. If we don't exercise our freedom, we will go the way of every society, including Germany in the 30s, where they thought, I'd rather be polite and let them push me around. Well, what happens is always the same. It doesn't stop where you are. It keeps going and you become part of the problem. So we have a choice. You could be part of the problem, or you could stand up and do the right thing. And I believe that with God's with God's grace in us, we need to exercise our faith and we need to exercise our freedom. And he wants us to do that for his purposes.
So well said. In the time we have left for this short podcast, I want to ask you about your own family. Your family background has something to do with your viewpoint on current events. Can you tell me and my listeners and readers about it?
Oh, sure. I've got a new book out. It's called Fish Out of Water, A Search for the Meaning of Life. And it's the story of my life up until my conversion at age 25, a dramatic miracle experience I had with Jesus. And in the book, I talk about growing up with a Greek dad and a German mother. My parents, by God's grace, are still living. And having a Greek father and a German mother who grew up in Europe during the war, they raised me to know that communism is evil, that American freedom is glorious and wonderful and a treasure. And growing up, I noticed that a lot of my friends whose parents grew up in America, they didn't have this view. They kind of took it for granted. But because my parents experienced the horror of communism in East Germany. My mother grew up in Germany and it became East Germany, the part of Germany where she was. And she saw the unbelievable propaganda of the communists and how they pushed people around. And it sickened her to the point that she escaped Germany. And my father saw the communists trying to take over Greece right after the Second War. And he taught me to hate communism. And so I really grew up with an understanding of how wicked communism is and how bad things can get. I think a lot of times in America, we think, how bad can things get? Folks, we have no idea. If you do not speak up and exercise your freedom and treasure this country and what we have and try to spread it, not just in this country, but around the world, you're gonna see that it can get really ugly. And the idea would be that all we have to do is not do anything. And we will be, swept into the dustbin of history and what Lincoln called, the last best hope of earth will disappear. So we all have a duty. And my parents helped me to understand that just because of who they were. And I've, obviously, I write about it in the book, Fish Out of Water. most of which is funny, but there's a lot of serious stuff in there too, where I talk about traveling to Germany when it was still East Germany with my mom and seeing the border guards and the dogs and the barbed wire and really just thinking, wow, everything I've heard is true. This is the world's biggest prison. They're trying to keep the people in. We have people trying to get into America and trying to escape all these other places. And in communist countries, they won't let you leave. What does that tell you? Well, we're getting a wake-up call right now in this culture. And I just hope that Americans pay attention and understand that we have a duty to do the right thing.
Eric, I appreciate you taking time. You're very busy with all the media you're on and so forth. But how can my listeners connect with you? You mentioned the title of your new book. They can watch you on TBN, of course, or the Salem radio network.
Right.
How can people connect with Eric Metaxas?
I've got another call coming in, so I'll say it very quickly. You can find me at my website, ericmetaxas.com. I send out a newsletter every few days, which has links to all the interviews I do. I did wonderful interviews with Mike Lindell and Lou Dobbs and Milo Yiannopoulos very recently. And it's just, I want people to go to ericmetaxas.com, but you can also find me pretty much everywhere. Obviously, I'm on Twitter and Facebook and frankspeech.com and everywhere fine tobacco products are sold.
Thank you. We'll let you go.
Okay. God bless you, Stephen. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. As I said at the opening, Eric is one of the most articulate people that I know. I enjoy watching him on TBN from time to time when I'm able. I listen to his radio program. I read several of his books. He is an outstanding writer, and I encourage you to stay in touch with him and to buy his book. I'll also mention my own books at my website. It's called stevestrangbooks.com. If you're interested in any of the books I've written or interested in subscribing to Charisma Magazine or subscribing to my newsletter, that's the place to do it. Thank you for listening. Be sure to share this with others. What Eric is saying is so important. And also, if you are interested, you can actually pre-order my book on Amazon.com. The book's not written yet. That's why I'm off working on even today. But some people are already beginning to order it. God and cancel culture. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.